Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The Super Bowl is set, Tony. You thinking about going down there?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, please. I barely make it to the CVS. No, I'm not going there, no.
When is the last time you were out of your zip code?
It's been a while. I mean, I go out of the zip code here and there, but I mean, like, the amount of miles on my car in the last year is probably under 3,000.
Give it back.
I don't go
you don't
anywhere.
Even need a car. You don't even
don't
need
go anywhere.
Feet
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Tom Brady is back in the Super Bowl, so is Patrick Mahomes, and Matthew Stafford is ready for a new team. But we begin today with Matt LaFleur's decision to take the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands and kick a field goal with 2:09 left against the Buccaneers, down 8. The Packers went down 5, but they never got the ball back, and Tampa Bay is in the Super Bowl. Wilbon, does LaFleur deserve all the heat he is getting?
Yep. He played scared. I mean, you know, dude, if you're going to be scared, get a dog. I mean, you're playing for the Super Bowl, and you got the regular season, that's all we had to vote on, MVP. You got the MVP on the team. This is such an NFL head coach's decision. Let me guide you guys to victory in the formula I see fit. No, give the ball to the players, dude. Give the ball to Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers was not great yesterday. Everybody keeps saying he wouldn't get to the end zone with that run to the right. The hell he wouldn't have gotten to the end zone. And if he didn't, he'd have gotten to the 1 or the 2, and then you can play fourth and goal from the 1 or the 2. So Aaron Rodgers did not have a great game. But I am giving the ball to Aaron Rodgers on 3rd and 4th downs. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play it differently. You didn't have to throw it into the end zone there. So, yes, he played scared. It was ridiculous. And, you know, now Aaron Rodgers, and we'll get to this in a bit, he's going to go bye-bye.
Okay, we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah.
But let us go over the 4 most important plays in that game. The first one I want to talk about is the terrible, terrible defensive lapse at the end of the first half,
yep,
where you should be in a Hail Mary defense. You shouldn't be singled up on a wide receiver, and that makes it 28-10. That's an unbelievable error on the part of the Packers defense. Then, later, when the Bucs get the ball back, there's the pass interference call. They hadn't called that all day. They hadn't called it.
They hadn't.
It gives Tampa a first down. They get one more. The game is over. Now let us go to the 3rd down, as you're alluding to. Rodgers with the ball. A lot of open area on the right-hand side. Should have run. Even if he gets to the 4, it changes the 4th down play and then the inexcusable 4th down kick for 2 reasons. 1, he is the MVP. He's not some guy. He's the one guy in the league that you want with the ball in his hands at that time, and you took it away. And 2, even when you get the 3, you still need a touchdown.
That's
you still
right.
need it. So go for the touchdown
yes.
there. And if you miss on the 2-point conversion, you still have time to get the ball back. Now, let us go
yes.
to one other thing.
What?
One other thing, Mike. As I've been telling you all year, ever since they drafted Jordan Love, moved up to get him with the first pick, Aaron Rodgers has been fueled by hate, and it gave him a great year.
Is that what he said
now
last
I'm
week?
Saying, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me, he has played his last down for the Packers. It's over.
Yep.
When Aaron Rodgers says at the end of the game, I thought I was going to get 4 downs, that is irreparable. It is.
Done. Yes, we agree on that. I'm surprised. And they had that great ground view. And the ground view for people at home is not the same as the ground view that Aaron Rodgers is getting. But he's got 2 defenders from Tampa leaning on Lazard. They're in the middle of the field leaning the wrong way. And he's already in motion. And you know how he can fake. And he can freeze whatever defender
yes.
he wants. He's
yes.
so clever with
yes.
the ball and his movement of foot. I thought, oh, my God, Rodgers is going in. They're going to win this game. New team, same result for Tom Brady. Brady's into his 10th Super Bowl, his first with the Buccaneers after the previous 9, of course, in New England. No other player has even played in 7, and no other quarterback, John Elway, has been to more than 5. Tom, does this lead you to give Brady more credit, more, for the Tampa Bay historic success? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, for the
okay.
Patriots historic success. I just sort of juxtaposed.
So when Brady went to Tampa Bay, I told you they would be in the Super Bowl. When they signed Gronkowski in April, I went on this show and I said the Patriots are going to be in the Super Bowl, and you laughed at me. You laughed
the
at
Bucks.
Me out
we
loud.
We keep doing it. The Bucks.
Who's laughing now? I mean Tampa Bay. Who's laughing now? I am laughing now. Brady is laughing.
Gronkowski didn't have anything to do with it. Stop it.
Your
Brady.
Guy, John Elway, who you've said for years is the quarterback you think is the best you've ever seen. John Elway been to five. I don't care about linemen who've been to seven. We're talking about quarterbacks here. He's been to five. Brady's been to double that.
Yeah.
He has been to 10 Super Bowls. He's been a starter in the league for 19 seasons. One of those seasons, he was hurt. He's been to 10 Super Bowls in that period of time. And he had, at 43, the greatest year for someone of an age in any sport of all time. So to give him more credit, you can't give him enough credit.
Yeah. So your point is what? That, you know, Tom Brady is the greatest and Bill Belichick, because he didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year with no players and a quarterback who couldn't get the ball 4 yards down the field, is a bum? Who else
would
you like?
Your bet against me.
Who else would you have liked Tom Brady to play for in that time? You think Tom Brady would have gone to that many Super Bowls, nine of them playing for Matt Nagy, if he had gotten it?
Nope.
No, he wouldn't have.
Nope.
So he got there playing for Bill Belichick. And that marriage was that marriage. And so, you know, Belichick, presuming he doesn't just up and retire, he will have his day to prove, if he has a team, that he can get there. Tom Brady deserves all the credit in the world. They both got all the credit in the world as the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback 2 or 3 years ago. So I don't need to plow this ground. I'm surprised you feel the need to.
Here's what I want to tell you. Okay, and these are statistics that everybody can understand. Without Brady on the field, Bill Belichick's coaching record is 62-73. Not great. With Brady, 249-75 and 30 playoff wins, and that's why you bet on Brady. And if Brady were to win the Super Bowl and go through Breeze and Rodgers and Mahomes, have a nice day. Let's move on to the next story.
Please.
In the other conference final,
matters.
Kansas City beat Buffalo handily 38-24. The Bills scored the first 9 points and the last 9 points, and in the middle they got blasted 38-6. The Bills kicked 4 field goals, 2 from inside the 10, leading to some criticism that they should have gone for touchdowns. Wilbon, are the Chiefs this good, or did the Bills have the wrong plan?
The Bills had a fine plan. Led to 9-0. They had a fine plan. They got fine players. They're not as good as Kansas City, okay? They're not as good as Kansas City. They got anybody on their team nicknamed Cheetah? No, not that I'm aware of. They got number 10 on Kansas City, who, even playing with a okay quarterback, just maybe a Pro Bowl level, not as great as Mahomes, would still scare the hell out of any defense in football. But with Mahomes, they're better. It's Buffalo's job now. You know what their game plan should be? Forget yesterday's game plan. It didn't matter. They have to go out and get a receiver, okay, to play opposite Diggs, and he has to be, if not great, really good, a field stretcher, somebody who's a compliment, and a big-time running back who can break a game open and or control the ball, possessions, one or the other, if not both. So there's nothing wrong with the Buffalo Bills, and anybody who finds need to criticize them today should shut up. You'd be a fool, particularly the people who said Josh Allen was equal to Patrick Mahomes going into the game. They should have their credentials taken away for that stupidity.
Yeah, the Bills are a fine team. They're not as good as Kansas City because they don't have Mahomes. Mahomes is a wizard. He is the best football player on earth. You mentioned Hill. I would give you Travis Kelce as well.
Yep.
The Bills don't have people quite that good. Josh Allen had a good game. He accounted for 375 yards.
It's fine.
They're not as good. Again, some minor statistics, okay? Patrick Mahomes, they lost one game when he was on the field this year. In their last 26 games when he's on the field, the Chiefs are 25-1. People got lulled into thinking because they didn't cover the spread, they didn't win big, that they weren't that good. What does Herm Edwards say? Hello, you play
to
win the games.
Yeah.
And they win all the games. They win the games.
You know,
they're better.
There's only one person on this show quoting Vegas all the time, and it ain't me. So maybe some people in the attic ought to stop paying attention to Vegas. So now it all comes down to the defending champs and the Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. It's the first time a Super Bowl team will play in its home stadium. It also pits the best quarterback of this time against the best quarterback of any time. Tone, your thoughts initially on the Super Bowl matchup are?
Well, I find it interesting that it will be a home game for a team in the Super Bowl, and it's never happened before. But there's only going to be 22,000 people in there, and we don't know how many of them are Tampa fans. And this year, what we've noticed is that home field in the usual way doesn't really matter. So I don't know what that means. They played each other this year earlier in Tampa. Kansas City won that game. Brady is 2-2 with Mahomes all time because Mahomes only been in the league an hour and a half, and they haven't had that many games. I will say this, Mike. I picked Breeze to beat Brady in New Orleans. I picked Rodgers to beat Brady in Green Bay, and I think Mahomes is going to win, but Brady's still there, so maybe you shouldn't listen to me.
I'm going to say what I said Friday. Why pick against Tom Brady? Just watch the game. I don't care about the damn picks. Not on this show, not on any show. Now, let's go back to the field situation and fans and all that. I don't believe for 1 second there will be only 20-some thousand fans in a game in Florida. I believe we will look at it with our eyes, and like you and I, you live in Washington, where you try to figure out how many people were on the mall for this speech or that speech. It'd be 40,000 people minimum in Tampa Stadium, whatever they, Raymond James, whatever it's called now. That's what I believe, and I believe that there is something of a home field advantage, but you know, I don't need to pick the game. I don't want to pick it. I'm not going to spend the next 2 weeks, the next fortnight picking it or asking you to pick it. We'll watch the game when it comes around.
I will say this. We have not given any credit to the Tampa Bay defense. It's really good. New Orleans averaged 30 a game. Tampa Bay held them to 20. Green Bay averaged 32 a game. Tampa Bay held them to 26. That's what's giving Brady the ability to go down the field because he knows they can stop
him. Give him the ability to throw three picks and look bad and not have to worry. And maybe his defensive coordinator ought to be considered by some of these teams with no head coach worth a damn to be their head coach.
Two bad picks, but 28 in the first half, and the other team never got to 28. Brady was great when he had to be. Let's take a break. Still to come, are the Lions smart to part ways with Matthew Stafford?
But Brady didn't have to be great all the time because his defense was. And is Deshaun Watson really set on leaving the Texans, as you heard here, no matter who?
You call Brady the GOAT all the time,
but
you hate his guts.
He's the GOAT.
Everybody knows you hate him personally.
I don't have to like him. He's the GOAT.
You're always ripping him.
I'm not. He's great.
You just ripped him.
I don't have to slurp him.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Can you smell something funky?
No.
That's mail time. Let's see what's first
mail time.
On mail time today. Are the Lions smart to trade Matthew Stafford?
Yes. I told you 2 weeks ago, I kept saying the Washington football team, among others, should go get Matt Stafford because somebody's going to get him because he ain't going to be on Detroit. Where he made the playoffs like four times in 11 or 12 years, you can do that with anybody. And yet, Matthew Stafford has big-time talent. That organization, all right, is a lot worse off than Matthew Stafford. I mean, Matthew Stafford I'd take, and I'd say, everybody else, you stay in Michigan. So, yes, trading him seems like a good bet, and going to get him, if you have a team around him, I think he's good enough individually to take that team and go.
Yeah, Detroit didn't win with him. They didn't win without him. They're not going to win when he's gone. He had four winning seasons, I think. He never won a playoff game. But do you think there are people out there who might find value with somebody who's going over 4,000 yards, 7 times and over 5,000 yards once? I think so. In fact, let me name a bunch of teams. Indianapolis, the 49ers, the Patriots, the Rams, Denver, Washington, Philadelphia, New Orleans, the Jets, the Giants, the Steelers, and Houston. Basically half the league. What Detroit is doing is good. It's going to give Stafford a chance to play on another team and maybe win. And they're starting new with a new coach, a new GM, a new everything.
Three times in the playoffs, Tony. By the way, San Francisco won't be available because that's where Rodgers will be playing. They won't need Stafford.
What does it tell you that Deshaun Watson reportedly wants out no matter who will be coaching the Texans?
That he thinks that the Houston management, the front office, somewhere between misled him and lied to him. And so, once again, I told you this last week, he's not going back there. And they think, of course, now that there are, let's be very frank about this, real talk. Now that they have multiple black head coaching candidates that are being floated, that are in mind, that the talk in Texas, we're getting a brother, therefore Deshaun won't want to leave us. And what it sounds like to me from people I've talked to is Deshaun has said, you people I can't trust because you say one thing here and you do another thing there. Your actions are different. So I think Deshaun Watson will still go. I think that.
What it tells me is that the hot stove league is going to be the greatest all time because you got Rodgers out there. You got Deshaun Watson out there. You got Matthew Stafford out there to a lesser degree. But what is interesting, you got Carson Wentz out there. And it also tells you that they've changed the way you look at trading or acquiring quarterbacks. For many years, people said, I don't want to bring a new quarterback in. He doesn't know my system. It'll take him too long to acclimate. But when Brady, at 43, went to Tampa and took them to the Super Bowl, that is the moment, Mike, like when LeBron said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, and it changed the game. It changed the game and how you look at the game.
You didn't really put Wentz in there.
I did. I said to a lesser degree.
Okay, much lesser.
Enough email.
Real lesser.
Let's take one last break.
Mighty lesser.
Still to come, Deuce Staley lands with a new team after leaving Wilbon's Eagles.
Yeah, all-time lesser. We'll share also a few thoughts, maybe more than a few, on the life of the late Larry King.
So you hate Wentz and you hate Brady. Anybody else you hate today?
I told you I hate most people most days. I'm like you were for the first 65 years of your life.
But then look at me now. I'm so happy and
because you're
peace
in an attic.
In my attic.
You're in an attic with fragrance.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 36th birthday, A.C. Law IV. He's out of the league now, but in 2007, Law was the 11th overall pick by the Atlanta Hawks out of Texas A&M. He was traded to the Warriors in 2009, which is where this story gets going. Steph Curry was talking the other day about the struggles of prized rookie James Wiseman, who Draymond Green is always barking at. Curry said he believes Wiseman will be fine, and he added with a shrug, and I quote, "I used to get benched for A.C. Law," unquote. A shot, but funny. Curry will someday go to the Hall of Fame. Law's career averages are 3.9 points, 1.6 assists, and 1 rebound per game. But happy birthday.
Tony, is only one All-Star was selected after him in that draft. Marc Gasol in the second round. Thaddeus Young still playing for the Bulls. Jared Dudley, Wilson Chandler, long, long careers. But it wasn't like, you know, there were like 8 Hall of Famers selected after him that the Hawks missed on.
Happy anniversary, Jerome Lane. On this day, 33 years ago, The pit forward took a pass from Sean Miller on a breakaway and threw down one of the most violent and celebrated dunks of all time. A one-hander over a hapless Providence defender that literally shattered the backboard into a million pieces. This led to the famous Bill Raftery call, "Send it in, Jerome." Lane entered Pittsburgh weighing just 170 pounds, but by this time, he was up to 230. In 1986-87, Lane's 13.5 rebounds a game made him the first player 6'6 or shorter to lead the NCAA in rebounds in 29 years.
Yeah, Tony, and Jerome Lane, clearly a spectacular athlete, did not have, you know, an NBA career of any sort, but he's got a highlight for all time. I know you agree.
And now a melancholy trails to Larry King. For decades, the Larry King Show on CNN was the best interview show on television. Big names from sports, acting, music, politics, you name it, went on with Larry and told their stories. Larry was always fair to them and genuinely interested in them. Larry was a great friend to this show. He came to the studio and honored us with his praise. For years, we made fun of how old Larry was in our opening joke, and he loved it. We can't do that anymore. Now all we can do is miss him.
I presume that picture was outside the attic. I don't think Larry would have made a drive up to Northwest Washington for the attic, Tony. I told you a story earlier today. I'm going to tell it real quickly again. 12 years ago this week, I had an episode, a heart attack, if you want to call it that. And the first call I got when I got out of the hospital and got home was from Larry King. And he had heard, he'd gotten wind from word from somebody, I wonder who, that I wanted to come back to work Super Bowl week. I wanted to come back to work on Friday before the Sunday Super Bowl. And Larry said, "Listen to me, you're not going back to work. I've talked to Kornheiser already. And first of all, if you go back to work, arguing with him may kill you. So you're not going back to work. You got to drink a lot of grape juice." And he gave me all this advice, and I realized I was on the phone with Larry King, who had had a heart attack 20 years earlier, telling me what I should do and threatening me if I went back to work. I waited. I waited the 3 days for you and Larry to bless it, and I went back to work.
Well, that was it. Larry was right. How many times did we have breakfast with Larry?
We had the same birthday, Tony, same birthday, November 19. Breakfast in L.A.
Is that right?
And a couple of dinners at the Palm in Washington. Lunches, you know, you've had those. We were, people can be in awe of whomever they want to be in awe of. I'm going to speak for you now, too. We were and are in awe of Larry King, the great Larry King. And just to have him in this room was fabulous.
Loved him. Loved him. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Seahawks tight end Greg Olsen has retired. How will you remember his career?
Three-time Pro Bowler. I'm going to remember the time with the Bears and the fact that the Bears got rid of him and he had more time, more time, more time. All of Michigan Athletics, University of Michigan, taking a 14-day pause due to COVID. Your thoughts?
There must be a tremendous amount of incidents on the campus. I think a reset is very smart. Shut everything down and then bring it back. See what happens. Deuce Staley asked out of the Eagles. He will be the assistant head coach and running backs coach of the Lions. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense that he would go somewhere that he feels valued more than he has felt in the Eagles, within the Eagles organization, yes. Your Nationals signed former Cleveland closer Brad Hand. You've had a terrible closing situation. Does this excite you?
Oh, very much so. We led the majors in saves last year. They've added three guys on these one-year deals. It's good. This is the end of the Beltway Mitteron, by the way. Last one, for the first time ever, two female referees will work tonight's Charlotte-Orlando game. Your thoughts?
Cheers to Natalie Sago and Jenna Schroeder. Cheers to them, Tony.
All right, we are out of time. We will try and do better the next time, and I am Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads, you can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast. Now, your sports.
I thought you were going to talk about Conor McGregor.
Oh, did you watch McGregor get knocked out?
It's not a sport that I'm into.
PTI.